What are we doing? Okay, what'd you guys have? Righty. I knew that was coming.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, Cody's going to start. Cody Kessler will start at quarterback, and that's where we'll go. And we'll go from there.
Sorry.
Well, I think, I want to continue to get a chance to look at him with our team and see if he can continue to put together good drives and execute our offense and see if he can help us get to where we need to be.
Man, the decision makes sense to you. Was it tough, though, having told Josh he's got to go back to not playing?
Absolutely, but I think Josh understands the situation we're in. You know, he's been doing this for 15 years, and I appreciate Josh, and I know what Josh means to our football team, you know, and to the guys in the locker room. But at the same time, as I'm evaluating our team as we continue to move forward, there's a lot of things I want to find out and know. And the more I can see guys play, you know, the better decisions I can make as we move forward. So, you know, again, it is tough because Josh did he's done some great work for me and for this team and for our offense. But again, I keep talking about the long-term picture, you know, for myself and our organization of knowing and seeing and making sure of where we are. I think that's really important.
We talked about it a little bit, a lot, actually, as we've gone along, but just, the poise that Cody has shown in these games, the way he kind of senses the rush and can sort of step away from it, are these things that are not what you normally see from a rookie who's only started 4 or 5 games?
Mary Kay, it's he has some uncanny ability. You know, he has some moxie, some poise, and he's demonstrated that. You know, and again, he's done some good things in games, but you know, you got to do it over a number of opportunities to really know that it's truly in there. You know, so that's one reason why I need to keep playing him to evaluate this and know that what we see is right and for sure. So I won't get to know these things if I don't play him. So it's best to let's find out. We understand the situation we're in. The beautiful part about it all is our team doesn't look at it as if coach is not saying we're not giving ourselves the best chance to win. I think we feel like he will help us, you know, and then we have a very capable guy in Josh. If something was to happen, that could go in there and play as well. So I feel good about where we are right now.
To make sure, but it sounds like you're of the mindset that he's kind of the guy moving forward, barring any injury.
Well, I think I've made the decision today to play him. So, if you want to look at it like that, then that's good. But I do reserve the right that if something's not going the way I want it to put the other guy in the game.
Hey, Hugh, the way Dallas runs the ball, I think they have one of the better time of possessions in the league. And do you like coach any differently, knowing that once they get the ball, it's hard to get it out of their hands? Maybe like, what are the keys to not let them dominate that way?
Well, I mean, you got to make plays. You know, you got to make plays on defense and try to take the ball away from them. And again, we got to be good on third down. You know, we got to get them off the field. You said it; they're one of the better time of possession teams because of their ability to run the ball. So we know the run's coming. We got to get it stopped. And on third down, we got to do everything we can to force them to have to punt. They've been good at what they've done all year, and hopefully we can, exploit some of that a little bit this weekend.
We talked to Ray earlier, and been talking about the Cowboys offensive line. He said it's one of the best he's seen in years. How do you go against that defensively to try and disrupt both, the pass and run?
Well, I think what's important is you play fundamentally sound. You know, you got to do your job. Don't get caught trying to do somebody else's job. You got to do yours to the best of your ability every play to give ourselves a chance. You know, just like on offense, you know, me being an offensive coach, every play is designed to make yards or score touchdowns or make plays. Every defense is designed to stop, you know, the opposing offensive football team. So I think our guys have done a good job this week. I think, but again, you got to do it on the field on game day. And I anticipate our guys will go out and play extremely hard.
Can you acknowledge that you guys need to find out if Cody can be your quarterback of the future based on the fact that you guys have two first-round draft picks?
I can acknowledge that. I mean, I think, Mary Kay, that's a fair assessment because that's why he's playing, you know, because I need to know. You know, I don't want to just say if he does great, that doesn't mean that we're not going to draft a quarterback because I'm one of those guys. I think you got to always have quarterbacks. You got to keep taking shots until you have the guy that you feel is going to do what you need done. But you need to know what's on your team, you know. And I think the more I'm around guys, the more that I see them in different situations and play under duress and stress and pressure, the more I'm going to know about them. You know, and so this is an opportunity for Cody to demonstrate that. But more so than that, it's an opportunity for him to go out with his teammates and help get a win, more so than anything.
Good. You've had so much, for various reasons, state of flux on the offensive line. Going to the second half of the season, do you feel, as you look at maybe small increments, that you're seeing some progression in there? There's some things that make you feel good about going forward.
Yeah, there are. But I will be the first to tell you, I'm going to keep, just like this situation with Cody, I'm going to keep searching for what I think is right for our football team as we move forward. I feel really good about where we're at left tackle. You know, obviously, he's one of the best players that's played here and played the game. I think as we move forward everywhere else, I'm going to continue to find what I think is best, because I think it's important for me to know. Not that I don't. I'm just saying we've had a lot of injuries, as you mentioned. You know, it's kind of been in a flux, and we've had this combination, that combination. I think it's really important over the next 8 weeks to settle on a group and let them play, you know, because I think it would help with the improvement of our offense entirely. You know, hopefully we can keep guys healthy where they can be out there every day and practice together. And because I think playing line, you know, I don't think people get what goes into that. There's a lot of working together, you know, playing off of each other, playing off of communication and all those different things that go on that takes time, you know. And then when you're interchanging people all the time, those things can get a little discombobulated a little bit. So if we can get a group together, that's what I plan to do, and just let them play. And then we'll work everything else out at the end.
Do you still think Cam is fine to play Sunday?
I'm sorry?
Cam Irving, do you still think he's fine to play Sunday?
Oh, no, I still think he is. And again, you know, that'll be something I'll determine, too, as we continue to move forward. Again, I got to, you know, make sure I take a great look at everything, you know, so that we feel comfortable as we go through the years, as we move forward, that we have the right pieces in the right places. Cam is a very important part of our future, you know, and he's playing center now, and hopefully that's where he'll stay. But if that's not the right place for him, then we'll make that decision too, you know, because I think it's important that as we move forward that it's very, as you know, very important that we get some things in concrete, you know, that this is where guys play and this is how we do it, you know, and I think that's what's going to be important.
College and center, is that what you're kind of thinking?
Well, I mean, he has, but again, I mean, you're saying if he can't play center, then that's where we'll try him at, and there's no question. But right now he's a center of this football team, and there's some things that he's done good, and there's some things he's got to improve at. But I'm not down on Cam, you know, about this season. Again, you just said it, this is like his first opportunity of doing this at a high level, you know, week in and week out. And if he shows that's not for him, then we'll find someplace else for him to play. But right now, I think what we've asked him to do, he's done exactly what I anticipated. Can he improve? Yes, and I think he will.